Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. I'm joined in the studio now by Sherry Smith, the activities coordinator, and Sarah Johnson, volunteer coordinator with the DJ Jacobetti Home for Veterans in Marquette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it is time for our annual Christmas is for Veterans push, and this is where we work with the folks at the Jacobetti Home for Veterans to gather items for the veterans that are residents at the Jacobetti Home. Sherry, let's talk a little bit about that. This is an opportunity for folks to get some items together and remember our veterans at Christmas time. What are some of the things you got you are looking for in particular?
Absolutely. We've got some hot items here that they like, and we just can't seem to keep them on the shelf. Seems to be they're into body wash, lots of 3-in-1 body wash. We can't seem to keep that around. Also, Old Spice, Brute, reading glasses, all different kinds of reading glasses, different levels, and the lanyards for them. Also batteries. We go through a lot of batteries. Can't keep them on the shelves. There's a lot of remotes running around there. So
probably like AA's and AAA's,
yep.
But you'll take, you know, anything that is donated.
Mostly AA's. We go through a lot of AA's.
Sure.
Lounge pants, sizes large, extra large, 1X, 2X. Sweatpants, again, large, XL, 1X, 2X, and a lot of the different kind of body lotions like Eucerin, mm-hmm. kind of the nice, body wash. We all kind of like the nicer stuff too. Mm-hmm. And it's Christmas time. The party's great, but this is the stuff that we go through and can't keep on the shelves.
Right. We think about it at Christmas time here in particular, of where we want to remember the veterans, but this is a year-round need. And Sarah Johnson, also with us in the studio, volunteer coordinator. This all kind of comes together to culminate in an event where we distribute these items to the veterans. But Sarah, I'm sure that the veterans really do appreciate these items, and you're strongly encouraging folks to give.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the event. It's excellent fun for the veterans and the families and the staff and the volunteers, but it is the items that help us do our work.
Now, the way we're involved here at Great Lakes Radio is we have some drop-off locations. We have a box here in our lobby at 3060 US 41 West in Marquette Township. You can also drop off items at the River Valley Bank locations, Alpha Omega Dental, and Super One Foods in both Marquette and Negaunee. I think one thing that does bear mentioning, and I'll let either one of you jump in on this, is that we think of the veterans' home, and we think of veterans, and a lot of times we think of men, male veterans, but there are women living there as well, and items are needed for that too, right?
Absolutely. So there are female veterans, absolutely, yeah. Yep. And spouses of veterans that live at the home. So items that are targeted to women would be appreciated also.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio with Sherry Smith, activities coordinator, and Sarah Johnson, volunteer coordinator at the Jacobetti Home for Veterans in Marquette. We're talking about our annual Christmas is for Veterans item drive, gift drive, where we want you, our listeners, to head on out, and when you're doing your Christmas shopping, pick up items for the veterans at the Jacobetti Home. And then we have drop-off locations: River Valley Bank, Alpha Omega Dental, also Super One Foods in Marquette and Negaunee, and here at our offices in Marquette Township. Sherry, I did want to ask you a little bit about items that, you know, there are certain items you're looking for, but you have plenty of some other items, and you want to make sure people know that maybe we don't need quite so many this year of a few things. What are some of those things that you have plenty of?
Well, right now our shelves are full of lots of toothpaste, blankets. We've got lots of blankets, lots of socks. We are in need of diabetic socks, but regular socks, we have lots of those. We have lots of winter hats and lots of baseball caps on the shelves. Also, we just had a big donation of gloves, so we have lots of winter gloves. And also used clothing. We're kind of full with a lot of the used clothing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've always tried to get folks that, you know, if you're going to do clothing, that if you're going to get something, get some newer items or new items, as opposed to, it's not so much a used clothing drive that we're doing here with this. But there are things that you are looking for in particular. And Sarah Johnson, volunteer coordinator, what are some of those items that you are looking for in particular?
As far as clothing?
Yeah, clothing and a few other things.
We could definitely use some large, extra large, 1X, 2X lounge pants and sweatpants. Mm-hmm. Diabetic socks would be great. I know Sherry mentioned that. Let me also add, we would absolutely welcome large portable CD, DVD players so members can sit and watch a movie independently. Electric razors would be great. Mm-hmm. We have a rotating wish list that's prioritized, and that is up to date, and it'll be available.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking at items here, too. Also, I look at the list that you guys brought in with you this morning. And, you know, toiletries are kind of the same standard bits that you're looking for. But it includes things like electric razors, nose hair trimmers, go between brushes, large handles, denture brushes, adhesives for dentures, deodorants, lotions, body washes. It sounds like there's almost more of a push this year for, let's say, toiletries and things like that, as opposed to hats and socks and gloves, right? Would that be the case, Sherry?
Absolutely. It's just everybody's always very generous with the home. And those were the main things that we've gotten recently and have restocked. And now these other end items are something that the veterans, they like to look good, smell good.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, if people do have questions, maybe they want to see the updated list with some of the other things, because you do have some other options at the Jacobetti home. Monetary donations are a possibility. There's a few funds that they can help out with that. What's a good way for folks to find out more about some of the other things you're looking for on this wish list?
People can give me a call, Sarah Johnson, at 226-3576, extension 2520-396, and I would be happy to help them understand our needs, how they can make donations or volunteer time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are very happy to be a part of it again here at Great Lakes Radio to do it, to help out with getting some of these key items. And in our posting, we'll make sure that we have the thing there that says also that we've got plenty of these. We want some of this, so make sure people know about that, and we appreciate you stopping in to tell us about it. Sarah Johnson, volunteer coordinator, Sherry Smith, activities coordinator at the Jacobetti Home for Veterans. Thanks for your time this morning. I know we'll talk with you before we get to the event one more time as well. So thanks for stopping in.
Thank you. We are grateful to Great Lakes Radio and to the community.
Happy to be a part of it.